The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is interesting, and I admit it's probably more interesting to me than it is to most of you, but the U.S. Justice Department just announced a few moments ago that they are expecting additional charges in the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing that crashed in Lockerbie, Scotland. It's been 33 years ago. 33 years ago since Pan Am Flight 103 left Frankfurt, Germany, and exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland. Everyone on board, of course, was killed. Two Libyans, after several years of investigations, were convicted in the case. And the Department of Justice is expected very soon to unseal new charges and a new suspect in the Pan Am 103 flight. You say, well, why is that interesting to you? That's really, really old news. Well, here's why. I have flown, I suppose, hundreds of times. I have flown to, I think, 31 or 32 different countries. I have flown to Moldova 20 or 21 times. So I have flown internationally at least 50 or 60 times. Now, that's a lot for me. For other people, that's nothing. You know, there are some people who fly internationally, you know, every week or every month. So it's, you know, big deal for me, but for a lot of other people, it's no big deal. I can honestly say, of all the times I have flown, I have never had one bit of fear. Been through some pretty bad storms when the plane was just being shaken all over the sky. And the reason, I grew up in an aircraft family. My mother and father both work at an aircraft factory. I worked for Douglas Aircraft, and I worked on the wings of DC-8, DC-9, and DC-10s. And I know how flexible the wings are and how strong they are, and I know what they will take. So I've been through some pretty bad storms, and I was never really afraid. I'm really not. The only flight I can say that I had some real anticipation was because it was about, I don't remember exactly because it's been like 33 years ago. I flew that very same flight out of Frankfurt, Germany, not long after Flight 103 crashed in Lockerbie, Scotland. Same flight out of Frankfurt. And there was a lot of talk that there were going to be more bombings. And I can honestly say that's the only flight I've ever been on in my life that I was really, really glad when we when we landed on the other side of the ocean. So anyway, that's my connection to Pan Am Flight 103. Pan Am hasn't even been around for many years, but I flew that same route on Pan Am shortly after this bombing. So it's just fascinating after all these years that the Department of Justice is expected to unseal new charges with a new suspect in the Pan Am 103 bombing. Fascinating. Here's something else that's fascinating. We hear so often, it's settled science. And you're supposed to believe it because it's settled science. Now, we learned a long time ago that almost all, and I'm not exaggerating with that, almost all of the predictions by the climate experts about global warming, climate change, hurricanes, storms, flooding, the rise of the sea level, almost all of those have proven false. Almost all of them have proven false. You remember the movie? I don't remember what the name of the movie was that Al Gore made. And he made all of these predictions and all of these projections. Almost none of them came to pass. And yet that was settled science. Well, another bit of settled science in the psychological community is, quote, unconscious bias training. It's really, really big in the corporate world because the contention is everybody is biased. Most people, if you're white especially, you are racist. And if you don't admit it, it's unconscious bias. And so the modern psychological community came up with what has been called unconscious bias training that has swept corporations around the world, not just in America, but around the world. Why? Because it's settled science. It's what the psychologists and psychiatrists tell us. And so millions and millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of hours have been dedicated to people in corporate structure, in management, receiving unconscious bias training. Here's a story today out of Great Britain. Headline, unconscious bias training to be scrapped. Story, unconscious bias training is being scrapped for civil servants in England because, you ready for this? Quote, it does not work. The training intended to tackle patterns of discrimination and prejudice is used in many workplaces. However, the government says, I'm quoting, and by the way, this is a BBC piece out of Great Britain. The government says there is no evidence it changes attitudes and is urging other public sector employers to end this type of training. Unconscious bias training is an attempt to challenge prejudiced ways of thinking that could unfairly influence decisions such as who might get a job or promotion. But the government says there is no proof that such training changes behavior and it can backfire and create a negative response. A written ministerial statement, and by the way, this is British language, not ministry in the sense of religious ministry, but government ministry. A written ministerial statement from Cabinet Officer Julia Lopez will announce unconscious bias training does not achieve its intended aims. It will therefore be phased out in civil service. We encourage other public sector employers to do likewise. She says, urging the end to training, which has been widely used to address bias in race, gender, and sexuality. It doesn't work. And yet, we have been told for several years by the experts, this is the way to attack racism, bias, discrimination. settled science once again. I don't know about you, but I'll trust the truth of Scripture. Yeah.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I hate to end with a sad story, but it's true. That's especially sad for me, but it should be sad for all of us. And it's about Nigeria. I've been very honest about this. I have a deep love for the continent of Africa. My very first mission trip outside the United States was to Kenya many years ago. Very first time I traveled out of the country on a mission trip was to Kenya. And I fell in love with Kenya. I did. Maybe part of it was because my first trip, you know, overseas or whatever. I don't know, but I came back and Joy honestly thought we were moving to Kenya because that's all I could talk about. What a beautiful, wonderful country, the people, the culture. I fell in love with Kenya. Since that time, I've been to 5 other African countries. Now, that doesn't mean I've been to the majority of African countries. I don't even know how many countries there are in Africa, but there's a bunch of them. But there is a wonder, a mystique, a beauty about Africa. There is. About 10 or 11 years ago now, it could have been 11 or 12 years ago now, I went to Nigeria with the Bible League. And forgive me, because if you're a regular listener, I have talked often about the trip to Nigeria. And I've talked often about it because it was honestly life-changing. It really was. It was the first time I had ever been in real danger on a mission trip. And we were in danger. I didn't realize it until we got there. And I probably realized it more after we got back. We were in very dangerous situations in northern Nigeria because northern Nigeria is predominantly Muslim. Southern Nigeria is predominantly Christian. Very quiet, very peaceful, very safe. Northern Nigeria, ruled over by radical extremist Muslims. Death, dying, and destruction is a daily occurrence in northern Nigeria. Since I've been there, I think they've had either 2 or 3 different presidents, and every one of them have promised, we're going to clean up northern Nigeria, we're going to make it safe for everyone. It is worse now than it has ever, ever been. Some of the sweetest, most dedicated followers of Christ that I have ever met in my 50-plus years of ministry were the Christians I met in Nigeria. Because every day they risked their lives. Every day they risked their lives for Christ. And that brings me to this story. Headline, this is from the African Examiner, a newspaper out of Africa. And it's not a Christian paper, secular. Headline, North no longer safe place to live in Nigeria. Here's the story. Northern elders, these are government authorities, elders, tribal elders, and so forth. Northern elders have lamented over insecurity in the northern part of the country, saying that the zone is no longer safe for habitation. the group was reacting to the abduction of scores of children from the government science secondary school in Kankara. Kankara is one of the states in northern Nigeria. This is a government school. A government school. And just recently, I think this happened maybe Friday of last week, I think, 333 boys. Now, the last time there was a big mass kidnapping, it was girls. Remember that? Boko Haram and the girls? These are predominantly boys. 333 boys in a government-run school have been kidnapped. And it is absolutely disturbing to think what these radical Muslims are going to do with these boys. And here's the sad part. The United Nations has basically been silent on this continual massacre in northern Nigeria. Our government has spoken out, but I don't think, as much as I respect Secretary of State Pompeo, I don't think we have spoken out nearly forcefully enough. Pray for the people of northern Nigeria. This story does not say it because it's a secular paper, but the overwhelming majority of these people being killed, slaughtered, massacred, beheaded are Christians. The overwhelming majority. And the elders of the many, many, many tribes in northern Nigeria have gotten together and said, this has become an unbelievable crisis, and northern Nigeria is uninhabitable right now. It's a crisis. Needs to be dealt with. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, but particularly in Nigeria. Have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.